Enormous amounts of water have been gushing down drains and straight into our rivers and beaches. And it might just look like rain, but how much of it is just water? Well, this morning I'm chatting with Dr. Catherine Daffron, who's an associate an associate professor of environmental science at Macquarie University, to unpack what's going on down below. Dr. Daffron, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. Now, what effect does rain have on our waterways?
Well, when we get a really big rain event like we've had recently, it brings a bit of a cocktail of contaminants into the waterway. That includes things like metals, any kind of diesels and oil coming off cars from the roads, and also any sorts of leaves and twigs and other sorts of muddy debris that can wash through our stormwater system and out into the estuary.
Now, what is your rule of when it's safe to swim in the ocean again after a big gush of rain?
I mean, the guidance from sites like Beach Watch, which are run by the government, would suggest in the harbour, wait a couple of days, 3 or 4 days, and on the coast, wait maybe one day. But right now, their charts are still showing that there's likely pollution. There's been quite a few sewer overflows. So I'd certainly be staying out quite a bit longer from the water after this big rain that we've had.
And how does it impact the marine life?
Well, some of the marine life can actually move away, so they'll move to better conditions and they won't come back until the harbour starts to clean up. So things like fish can swim and move to other places. But anything that's growing or living on the rocks or other structures in the harbour, they're pretty susceptible to what's being washed in. And if they can't close up a shell, then it's likely that they won't be able to survive with the fresh water plus all of the contaminants that the rain has brought.
Oh my God, actually, now that you say that, after the big floods, was it last year, and that big flush of water down out of the Hawkesbury, we were up on the Central Coast, and we noticed on the headland of one beach, is it sea urchins? Are they the spiky things? Are they?
Mm-hmm. Sea urchins, yeah.
Yeah, so we saw like a couple, and then there was literally hundreds of them.
Yep. So what often happens when you do get a rainfall event like this, it brings a lot of nutrients into the system, and that'll cause some of the seaweed or the little micro seaweed, the algae, to bloom. And that's really great food for sea urchins. So we might see that some things like sea urchins actually come back in bigger numbers afterwards because of that extra food source.
Yeah, right. Okay. And then what about sharks? Because the Maroubra shark alarm has been going off like crazy. Does that have anything to do with all the stuff in the water?
I mean, there's a lot of bait fish around at the moment, and that's probably likely due to nutrient conditions in the water. They've got lots of food, so there's food around for sharks and other big fish. But also there's increased surveillance at the moment. So, you know, it's likely that we will see more shark alarms going off simply because we're looking out for them more since the recent shark attack.
Yeah, right. Okay. And then just on the contaminants you mentioned before that gets kind of washed in with the rainwater, does the ocean process that, or do they just now kind of sit on the ocean floor?
So a lot of the contaminants will get bound by the mud and the sand that's on the seafloor, but a lot of it will also be diluted. So as tide comes in and goes out, it'll start to move a lot of the pollution out of the harbour, and once it's in the ocean, there's sort of mixing, and it does become less of an issue. But the pollution that has kind of stuck to our mud and our sand in the harbour is something that can become resuspended later on and cause problems again and again every time it gets disturbed.
Oh, right. Okay, fascinating. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Catherine Daffron, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been fascinating speaking with you.
No worries. Thanks very much.